This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Crippled the economy. That's what Rand Paul says. I said from the very beginning, I said the worst possible thing we could do would be to follow the example of China. I think that there was certainly an attempt to make a bioweapon, and fortunately it turns out that it wasn't as deadly as perhaps they had hoped when Fauci helped to fund that, as he did at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. But I said, as people were saying, we got to lock everything down because this is an engineered bioweapon. I said, look, let's hope that this isn't as dangerous as it possibly could be. But I said, if we follow the Chinese pattern and we lock down our economy, that will destroy us. It's not going to save that. It's like the war on drugs. You know, you got a real problem? Well, let's try this thing over here. We got a fire. I got some liquid over here in the bucket. Let's throw that on. Let's not look to see whether that's water or gasoline. And even if it's water, that might not be the right thing for that particular type of fire, right? So you need to know what you're doing before you just throw this out there. And I've seen this as the radical left pushes these quote-unquote solutions over and over again, or the right pushing solutions, quote-unquote. I've seen this refrain used over and over again. We got to do something. This is a problem. We got to do something. Just do it now. I don't care what this is. And I've heard people saying that at the speaking in favor of Hillary Care back in the early 90s as I was speaking against it, getting jeered at because I talked about freedom and I talked about charity and some of these other cases and things that we could do to make it more of a free market. I was jeered by the Democrats because the Democrat meeting, you know, it was a gerrymandered district for a Democrat there in North Carolina. But I'm seeing the same type of thing here with the economy, and Rand Paul is exactly right. The lockdowns were a big mistake. We know that now. And yet the Republican Party under Mitch McConnell is now pushing even more, another $1 trillion, right? You had the Office of Management and Budget was saying at the beginning of 2019, we're going to have a deficit of $1 trillion. We can't do that. This country will go bankrupt if we do that on an annual basis. Now we have every month we're throwing in another $1 trillion. So the Tea Party is rising up against McConnell. Rand Paul is saying it's wrong. We have Chuck Baldwin saying this is a power elite are in the process of turning the world upside down. They're destroying our banking system, our educational system, our transportation system, our religious system, our health system, our economic system, our entertainment system, our political system, our retirement system, our legal system. In other words, they're destroying our liberty. In a word, our liberty. Because every one of those things came from our God-given liberty that was protected by the Constitution. They're destroying the Constitution and every aspect of that. Let me just pull this down into one aspect here because we only got about a minute and a half left in this segment. The AI robo-barber cutting hair in post-COVID world. Now, the Terminator robots may be coming after you. You look at these Boston Dynamic robots. They look like they could kill, look like they're designed to do that. It was part of a DARPA program. But it may not be the Terminator robot that's going to come in and shoot you. Instead, they may just kill your job and leave you to commit suicide. Because when we look at what is happening, the fear and how the government has been able to turn us against each other. And I'm not just talking about Republican versus Democrat, black versus white, but you're afraid of all humans out there, aren't you? You hear somebody sneeze and you're afraid. And so you want a robot to cook your meal. You want a robot to deliver your meal. You want a robot to cut your hair, right? That's what they're talking about here. Yeah, it's not essential to have barbershops, but it's essential enough for these people to spend a lot of R&D to create a robot to do that, to replace the humans, because that's what is actually essential. And it's not just replacing the cooks and the barbers. It's also replacing the doctors and the lawyers, 70% of them, according to a South Korean study. They're just using the virus as an excuse so you don't pull out the guillotines and come after them. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing, and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state who oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 apiece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
Being blackmailed somehow by the deep state. Because make no mistake, Bill Gates and the globalists are the world government, UN deep state. They are the individual setting up a corporate planetary government to carry out eugenics. That is on record. What has happened to President Trump? Has he been captured? Has he been compromised?
Well, since you tried to warn us about this pandemic and we didn't listen, what's the next thing you're warning us about that's going to happen 5 years from now that we're not listening to at the present?
Well, I didn't want to be right. What I wanted to do is...
I understand. I'm not saying you won. Everybody loses. Nobody wins with us. And I'm not saying that you're this is not an end zone dance. I'm just saying, what else are we not listening to that we need to take action on now?
Well, the idea of a bioterrorist attack is kind of the nightmare scenario, because they're a pathogen with a high death rate would be picked. Now, the good news is,
okay,
I'm not trying to depress you, it's tough enough.
Too late.
Right now.
Too
that
late.
Most of the work we're going to do to be ready for pandemic two, I call this pandemic one, most of the work we'll do to be ready for that are also the things we need to do to minimize the threat of bioterrorism.
Well, Mr. Gates, thanks so much for being here. Thanks so much for the efforts you and your organization are doing to try to find the cure for this. And we'll see you again. Stay safe.
All right. Great time.
Give our best to everybody else in the bunker.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have looked at all the angles of what President Trump is doing, pulling us out of Afghanistan, pulling us out of Syria, pulling us out of the WHO, saying Americanism, not globalism, standing up to communist China and the terrible things they've done in one-sided trade deals, working with the CFR to deindustrialize and economically defeat America. And the hundreds of other great things he's done, marching in pro-life rallies, something the Republican president has done. The list goes on and on. But now, with what he's announcing and then the major turn he's made promoting the mask and promoting the vaccine and more allying himself with the whole Bill Gates combine, what is it that he knows that we don't know? Well, one big thing that I have predicted would happen, and now Gates has even said it, as I keep mentioning in that famous interview 2.5 months ago with Colbert, is that this was just a beta test. He said this was really just a drill. This was really just a drill. The next big one's coming is going to be terrorists with a bioweapon. You see, that's what's really going on here, where they infect everyone with a certain type of coronavirus that's indistinguishable from others, so everybody suspects, and then they roll out other versions of it that are actually more deadly. And I've just studied them so long that I predicted Gates would make announcements like that before he did. It's just, it's thousands and thousands of data points. And so I think Trump realizes the trap is set, that if he keeps saying the virus isn't deadly and isn't a problem, when again, this phase of it is a hoax just to get us under lockdown, that when they release the real one and the deaths incredibly spike, that they're going to blame him. But they're going to do that regardless. The way to expose it is to go in and bring out the information about the Wuhan lab, about the Chi-Coms, about Obama, and Fauci engaged in 2015 transferring it over there. Don't just expose it as a Chinese virus. Expose it as a globalist virus, a UN virus. And then they won't be able to continue to do that,
because they'll have to back down. But Trump took the middle road, I guess from his advisors, just a week ago. He was doing the right thing, exposing them and, you know, getting into the fraud and getting into the false testing and the rest of it. But now he has reversed that. And it's a scary situation. I don't think Trump's a bad guy. I still support him. But I know our listeners are very, very upset. Our readers are very, very upset. I'm very, very concerned. And so we really have to understand the fact that Trump can't do it all. We're going to have to do it. And he sees America capitulating. He sees Texas capitulating. That's why I was so worried about the governor capitulating in Texas and becoming a footstool of the UN and Gavin Newsom and the UN and, you know, the whole New World Order situation and Fauci. And so now it's happened. And it's just a total, absolute, complete crisis. And it's up to all of us. Up to all of us to decide whether we're going to be free or slaves, because this is just the beginning. COVID-19 is the agenda for the total post-human technocracy globalist takeover, in their own words. Back to David 9 Live Transmission Broadcasting Worldwide. God bless you all. You are the Paul Revere's. Without you, we have no chance. I'm not trying to scare everybody. Just laying the facts out. The good news is I am seeing a giant awakening, but people aren't speaking up that are awake. They're just sitting there and taking it. It's not enough to be awake. You have to take action with the knowledge. Paul Revere didn't just see the British Redcoats coming. He had to make that ride and raise the alarm and say no.
I'd like to call to order this secret conclave of America's media empires. We are here to come up with the next phony baloney crisis to put Americans back where they belong, in dark rooms glued to their televisions too terrified to skip the commercials.
Well, I think...
NBC, you are here to listen and not speak. I think we should go with a good old-fashioned public health care.
A new disease. No one's immune. It's like the summer of the shark, except instead of a shark, it's an epidemic. And instead of summer, it's all the time.
Now, I hate to be the guy who derails what everybody else loves.
He loves being that guy.
But, Janice, we do have standards. This can't be a made-up disease. The only moral thing to do is release a deadly virus into the general public.
We do have something we've been holding on to, but it hasn't been tested. Get over here, NBC.
Well, we certainly believe in testing, but I... Oh, wow.
So, we've got our deadly disease. Now, we just have to blame it on something that's in every household, something that people are a little bit afraid of already.
House cat flu is coming, people. The Center for Disease Disinformation predicts with some degree of probability that the house cat flu might spread in the following hypothetical outbreak pattern. So, petter beware, that warm body on your lap just might be ready to destroy your tender fiddles. Springfielders are advised to stay tuned for more information if they experience any of the following symptoms: mild thirst, occasional hunger, tiredness at night.
And again, it's looking exactly like a Simpsons episode. Whenever we do a Simpsons episode, or we have the Babylon Bee, it doesn't take very long for the pseudo-reality that's been created for us by Fauci and others to catch up and to surpass that. We have Fauci holding court again, saying, you know, we're living right now through a historic pandemic outbreak right now situation. We do not see any particular end in sight, right? It's the perfect storm. Your worst nightmare. It is our worst nightmare. And his dream come true. He says, I've never seen an infection in which you have such a broad range, literally nothing. Namely, no symptoms at all the way to people who we pull out of the nursing home, we put them in the hospital, stick them on a ventilator, and they die. Yeah, imagine that. Imagine that if you use a PCR test, which was not intended for that purpose, imagine if you use a test which identifies people with any kind of cold to have that, and imagine if you withhold treatment from them. You know, you heard in that little puff piece that was done for Bill Gates, he said, well, you know, thank you so much, Bill, for the, we're looking for a cure. Well, vaccine's not a cure, right? Vaccines don't cure you. They don't even claim they cure you. They claim that they prevent you from getting the disease. It doesn't cure you once you have the disease. And they want to shut down any discussion at all of anything that is a proven cure, especially if it's cheap. You heard when Trump was talking to that Fox doctor that was sent down, because, again, they have to do a segment. It was sad to see the embarrassed look on Tucker's face when he had to throw to that package. It was a shameful piece of big pharma propaganda done by a Fox doctor and President Trump, pushing vaccines, pushing remdesivir. This is a failed drug by Gilead Pharmaceutical that Fauci has pushed for the Ebola outbreak. He pushed it before that for AIDS, and it was never proven. And as a matter of fact, they had some tests for this particular thing, for COVID-19 in China. They showed that it was absolutely ineffective. They had more people die that they gave to it than survived. And they pulled that down after just a couple of hours being up on the WHO, that Chinese study. And a week later, Fauci releases a non-reviewed study that shows a slight advantage for it. And then he pronounces, this is now the new standard, remdesivir. And it's got Trump saying that as well, because they don't want you to take simple, safe, effective, and affordable non-patented things to cure it. They're literally killing people. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
David Knight, and on my program in the morning, I had Al Waddell on. He's a pastor in Montana. I've talked to a lot of different pastors because I think the key to all of this is we have to have leaders at the local community level. I think the solution to what is going on in these various places is not for President Trump to use the military. Not for them to nationalize the police force even further. And I think the solution is that we have constitutional sheriffs, that we have law enforcement officers who take their oath to the Constitution seriously. But I think it's also important that we have pastors who will lead people and not allow them to be gaslighted to say that they have to obey orders that are not constitutional, because the Constitution is the real authority in this country, not a temporarily elected politician. And so I want to see a grassroots, a ground-up response to this. We need to start rebuilding our communities rather than continually looking to Washington for solutions. That is doomed to failure. That is what has gotten us to the position that we're in right now. Our passivity, our voyeurism, our delegation of our own responsibilities to other people is what has been destroying our individual liberty. And so I talked to a lot of different pastors, and I wanted to get on Al Waddell again. Thank you for joining us, Al. Tell us what's going on in Montana.
Well, the governor, of course, about 5 days ago or 6 days ago, issued an order mandating that all places of business require a mask. Now, what most places don't realize is, because they haven't even read the mandate or the order, there are numerous exceptions to his order. I think there are 9 of them. And mm-hmm. The last exception is that if you have a medical condition that you can't wear a mask, you're exempted. But you might just as well try to shovel feathers in a wind to explain that to somebody business, because you know, you can present as much evidence as you want and they don't get it.
That's right. That's right. And we've witnessed that as well. And it is kind of a gradually escalating thing, because when Abbott here in Texas started doing that, they started carving out a few exceptions, like you're talking about, for your health and so forth. And yet when you go to Costco, for example, my wife goes there and says, no, I can't wear it because of health. Well, what is your health issue? It's like, it's none of your business what my health issue is. And then it gets to the next stage, which I've had employees of airlines contact me and say, particularly Delta, they said, well, now Delta is going to tell passengers who say they have a medical condition and they can't do this, they're going to have to get on the phone with a subcontractor of ours who is going to do a medical diagnosis over the phone to see whether they're going to do an interview with you and see whether or not they believe that you've got a health condition that should exempt you from wearing a mask. This is the way it progresses, and then it gets to the point where it's like, no, everybody's going to wear it. We don't really care what your health issues are.
Yes, David, that's exactly correct. And when I go out, I would say that about 90% of the people that I see walking around, not even in a store, are now wearing a mask.
Yes. And as you're talking, I know you're not. We've got an audio feed on you. As you're talking, they're running some video feed of encounters that people have shown where they go into a store and the customers there are so gaslighted by all this that not only do they have masks on, but you've got customers who are ramming their shopping carts into another one because she doesn't have a mask on. They're getting physically violent with people.
That's right. I wrote a letter to the governor, and I told him, I said, what you've done, you have turned Montanans against each other.
Yes.
And, of course, that's the plan. The plan is not to use the police. The plan is to use your next-door neighbor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right. Your next-door neighbor, to make sure that you do not, you're not able to go into any retail spaces because these national retailers control and own everything. It's the same thing they did on the Internet, on social media. Now they're rolling that out to the physical spaces that they now control. They say, well, we own it. We own everything in America. And so now you're going to do what we have to say. I mean, this is the way this is rolling out at this point, isn't it?
Yes. You know, to speak to what you just said about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and what people should be concentrating on here. When I go out, I take with me the Constitution in my pocket. I take with me the governor's order, Xeroxed. And when I have the opportunity, I use that and say, look, read this. This is what it says. And then I try to explain as best I can as a testimony to them of what the truth is.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked a little bit about this in the last interview that you had with me. It's up to the people that are people like pastors and preachers to explain this to their people.
Yes.
I think back to Moses Mather, who was a New England pastor. He came from a New England family of preachers, graduated from Yale in 1739. And he published a sermon called America's Appeal to the Impartial World. And he wrote this. He said, the English, for their immortal honor, claimed unalienable rights. And to transmit them to posterity, caused them to be reduced to writing, and in the most solemn manner to be confirmed by King John at Westminster Hall, where Magna Carta was read in the presence of bishops with lighted candles in their hands, the king, all the while laying his hand on his breast, swearing faithfully to observe all things therein contained, as he was a man, a Christian, a soldier, and a king. Then, now listen to this, the bishops extinguished the candles and threw them on the ground, and everyone said, thus, let him be extinguished and stink in hell who violates this great charter of liberty.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, and that exactly. That is that established the principle that the king was not above the law. And yet, you're not going to be able to get that across any of these college, quote-unquote, educated people today. They don't want to hear anything about history or about the rule of law. For them, if you disagree with them, you have to be purged out of existence. All of them have become little petty absolute monarchs, haven't they?
Yes, they have. And these little monarchs and the greater monarchs, which makes me think of have you ever heard of the Magdeburg Confession?
No, I haven't.
Well, in 968, the Archbishop of Magdeburg, Germany, was established as a Roman Catholic principality, and the senior Catholic prelate there ruled the town and all the lands around it in every manner, worldly and spiritual, or under his control. So then along comes the Protestant Reformation, and the citizens of Magdeburg turned Protestant. And one of the results was that Magdeburg citizens then refused to obey the order to pay taxes to the Catholic Emperor Charles V. And that got the city attacked.
Yeah.
So in the just prior to the city entering a 13-month siege by the emperor, the Reformation pastors of Magdeburg wrote and signed what was called the Magdeburg Confession.
All right, we've got to take a break, and we'll get that Magdeburg Confession when we come back. We're talking to Al Waddell, and we're also going to talk about a very interesting story he has about the attack on Pearl Harbor. He talked to someone who was involved on the Japanese side of it.
The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style total net surveillance censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson site, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth. That is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You know, human nature doesn't change. It's one of the reasons why it's so important to look at history and learn lessons from history. Because human nature doesn't change, even though we are faced with weapons that mankind has never seen before, it's all the more important for us to understand the nature of power, how it corrupts, and human nature. And that's why I believe that it is imperative for pastors to take the lead and to educate the people that are around them as to the kinds of threats that they're about to face and to understand how to deal with these threats. I mean, it's the same, you know, what we're talking about here in terms of an educational standpoint is as imperative as defending life if somebody were to come into your group with a firearm and to start shooting people. I mean, you have to be able to defend the principles that are now under attack with all kinds of weapons. And we were just talking to Al Waddell, and we had to interrupt what he was having to say with a commercial break. You were talking about the Magdeburg Confession, and I want to get into that as well. And just to, I know exactly what you're talking about, but people need to understand how in centuries past, political power was concentrated into the hands of a local ruling official, typically in a city. And many times that throughout Europe, that political power was also coincident with religious power. I think as you're talking about this, Al, I think about Salzburg when I went there with my family. There's a very famous palace there that everybody who has seen the Sound of Music, and pretty much everybody has. The beautiful palace there called Mirabel Palace. They have gardens there. That's where Julie Andrews and the kids were playing in the clothes that she made out of curtains and so forth, right? And that was a palace that was built by the Catholic Church official who essentially controlled that city. It was a very wealthy city because they had salt mines. That's why it was called Salzburg. And that was a very valuable commodity in those days. And so you'd have people who worked in the salt mines, and they would pay taxes to this official. And he, although he was supposed to be celibate, he was not very discreet about his affair with his mistress. As a matter of fact, it was for his mistress that he built that phenomenal Mirabel Palace. And I had the privilege to attend a concert there, in the Marble Hall concert area. But tell us about what happened in Magdeburg as part of that confession, Al. Go ahead and continue your story.
Okay. Before I do that, just one clarification here. I am no longer a pastor. I've pastored big churches and small churches. I'm retired now, and I'm a preacher. Mm-hmm. That's what I've been since I started. I'm a preacher. Just to clarify that.
Okay.
Okay, now back to the confession.
Preach it, Al. You got the floor. Go ahead and preach it.
All right. In fact, most of my churches, they never called me pastor. They would call me preacher.
That's good.
They referred to me, hey, preacher. Anyway, the confession is extremely important because it sets forth in a doctrinal format what later came to be known as the, this is the important part of this, the doctrine of the lesser magistrate. The lesser magistrate doctrine declares that when the higher or superior authority makes an unjust or immoral law or decree, the lower or lesser magistrate has both a right and duty to refuse obedience to the superior authority. Mm. And if necessary, that lesser authority even has the right, even the obligation to actually resist and oppose the superior authority. Now, I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. When I was a pastor in Tucson, the federal government came after me and charged me with violation of machine gun, having an unregistered machine gun, mm-hmm. which I didn't have, but that's the story they made up. So, the lesser authority is the state of Arizona. And the state of Arizona had no rules, regulations, or anything regulating the ownership of a machine gun. So at that point, the state of Arizona, being a lesser authority, should have stepped in and reprimanded the higher authority, the federal government, said, get out of our backyard.
Yes.
Now, And of course, I know you know this because you quote it all the time. Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, you can't find anything in that article that says the federal government has any right whatsoever to legislate in the area of firearms and a whole bunch of other things.
Mm-hmm.
So that, and just so that you get it, not you, but the royal you out there, they put amendments to the Constitution and said, just so you're clear on this, here's the Second Amendment. So this lesser authority, the state of Arizona, should have stepped in. There are other things to say about that, but they have a duty to do this. And so these Reformation pastors declared that the idea of unlimited submission to the state was an invention of the devil.
Yeah.
And they rightly asserted that, that all authority is delegated from God, and that being the case, if the one in authority makes commands contrary to the law of God or the word of God, those subject to his authority have a right not to obey and a duty to actively resist. And those pastors, I'll give you an example of what those pastors actually said on this business of unlimited submission and the and lesser right. Quote, let us take an example concerning a father of a family. If he should come to his wife or grown daughters in his house with some scoundrels in an obvious attempt to prostitute them, then his wife and daughters not only would not render their husband and father the obedience they otherwise owe him, but when they are not able to preserve their chastity in any other way, they should drive him off with stones.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And when we look at this, you know, we talk about, you know, different spheres of authority. And I think people understand that when you have a situation, you have a physically abusive father, then it is up to some other jurisdiction, let's say the local government, to come in and intervene in that situation. And under that same principle, you know, we have other spheres of authority that are where you have that penetration. But that's, you know, once somebody begins to act in an evil manner or abusive manner, then you have broken that authority. That's a basic principle. And so that goes back to the actions that are being done by the civil authorities. And it's even underscored by the fact that civil authorities are themselves under the Constitution. So they're not only acting evil, but they're acting in a way that is in direct violation of the Constitution when they impose these types of regulations on us under the presumption of protecting us for our own good for this from this mysterious disease.
That's right. They have no authority in that area. I mean, let somebody step forward and say, tell me where in the Constitution a medical man can come forward and start promulgating rules and regulations for how you live.
Yes,
those pastors that I was talking about in the during the Reformation, they made their point that no one, not one person, no one in authority, whether in family, church, or civil government, holds his authority autonomously. It's designated and delegated to them from God. And
that's
if
right.
The authority, therefore, makes law, which contravenes the law of God, those subject to that authority can refuse obedience because, as they say,
and we're going to have to talk more about that. I'm going to have to get you on the morning show to finish that up because that is a key issue. We're going to have to address the tactics that they're using to push this out through corporations as well. Al Waddell, thank you so much for joining us, folks. Before we go to break, we're going to have Nick Begich taking over the fourth hour, EarthPulse.com. But I just want to remind you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back. We got one more segment, and I was a bit confused. I apologize to the listeners and to Al, because I thought we were at the very end of the show. I let Al go. Too late for us to get him back. I was packing up, and Daria said, "Hey, you got one more segment here." It's like, oh, okay. Well, that's great. I've got news to tell you, but I did really want to allow Al to finish that. We will have him finish that on the morning show, by the way. And my morning show runs the 3 hours before this one begins. You can find me on Twitter, by the way, at Libertarian, also on Parlor, because I know that my Twitter days are numbered. they have shown me that in every way possible, that they're going to be kicking me off of Twitter. So you can also find me on Parlor. And if you want to communicate with me, if you want to give me, if you want to throw bricks at me or flowers, either way, or if you have some, most importantly, if you have some news that you want to pass on to me that you think is important, you can email me. The best way to get a hold of me is davidknightshow@protonmail.com. That has a little bit of privacy. Of course, nothing, you know, that's encoded, but of course, nothing is private if the government wants to intrude on your privacy. Before we went to Al, I was going to talk about, and we ran out of time in that segment, I was going to talk about the fact that the mainstream media, especially CNN, does not want you to know about a cure. And you saw the interview of Bill Gates, and you know, he was tough interview there. I hope we get that vaccine cure pretty soon. Well, it's not going to be a cure. That's going to be your passport to travel. There's Colbert interviewing him. Oh, thank you so much, Your Majesty, for the cure that you're working on. And, he's described as a philanthropist, and he said that he's going to give $100 million to help produce a vaccine. That will be simply a drop in the bucket compared to not only his wealth, but also to what Operation Warp Speed is doing. As a matter of fact, Bill Gates warns multiple coronavirus vaccine doses are likely to be needed and schools should stay closed for another year. Another indication that this is a plandemic, because where has Bill Gates focused all of his time on besides vaccines has been about education. Big pusher of Common Core and a big pusher of making sure that you get your education online via him. And so he warns that it could take an, quote, unbelievably big number, unquote, an unbelievably big number of doses to beat the virus. He says none of the vaccines at this point appear like they'll work with a single dose. This was our hope at the very beginning, and now they're selling hopium. These same pharmaceutical companies who pushed the opium epidemic on you are now pushing the hopium epidemic. Hope that they use to jack up their stocks and make money to be able to get, as Bill Gates gave $20 million to Moderna, Operation Warp Speed under President Trump has now given them over $450 million. Over $450 million. Because, you know, when you have the Federal Reserve behind you, you've got even more money than the second richest man in the world, described by The Sun in the UK as a philanthropist. And he's going to use 0.3% of his wealth, this philanthropist. Boy, this guy, I tell you what, he doesn't pitch pennies when it comes to saving the world, does he? 0.3%. Kind of like the case fatality rate of the flu, even though here in Texas, you know, the case fatality rate was 0.3% a couple of years ago. The last 2 years, 1 year it was 0.3%, the other year it was 0.4%. What is the case fatality rate of COVID? 0.1%. So they were 3 to 4 times worse than the fatality rate the previous flu epidemics that we had here. Did you notice when we shut down the world in 2018? No. But Gates goes on to say that the closures of the school are the biggest cost of the pandemic. And he says more should be done to help schools take learning online to ensure that kids get their education. So there we go. And everyone is dancing to his tune, aren't they? You know, Fauci's dancing to it. And Fauci is using the numbers to gaslight us. You know, Fauci is, as the Mises Institute says, the COVID panic is a lesson to use statistics, how to use statistics to get your own way in politics. That's right. Statistics don't lie, but liars use statistics. And here's how they use them. Fauci is a case model for this. As the Mises Institute points out, it's unlikely that pundits, politicians, and the general public have ever been so obsessed with numbers as they are right now. Because, you know, that's what, Fauci says. He's not in control. He's not in control. It's the numbers that's in control. We're going to have to see if there's a sage here. We have to look at the numbers. Well, how do they look at the numbers? As Mises points out, the numbers have become the focal point of political careers. In this time of emergency, rule by decree. Decrees may unilaterally close businesses, cut off people from medical procedures, of course, ban religious gatherings, even attempt to confine people to their own homes. Lives and livelihoods are destroyed. But the number becomes the standard by which all behaviors judge. Will activity X increase, or will increase the number, or will it decrease the number? For those who wish to engage in activity Z, they must first prove that it will not increase the number. Nothing shall be allowed that does not have a good effect on the number, right? The number in question depends on what you want to measure. And, of course, they continually change the metric, don't they? It's kind of like when you talk about property taxes. You know, you got one number there, which is the amount of money that you send in. But that's based on two different numbers, isn't it? It's based on the evaluation of your property as well as the rate, the millage rate, the tax rate per thousand. And the way that they always play that game is they come back and they say, well, you know, we haven't changed the rate for quite some time, so we're going to change the rate this year. But we're not going to change your valuation of your property, your appraisement, right? And then the next year they come back and say, well, you know, we haven't changed the appraisals for a very long time, so we're going to have to do that just to keep current, you know, just make sure this is honest. But no matter what they do, whichever one of those numbers they adjust, of course, they always go up. That means that the bottom line number, the tax is going to go up. And so, as they point out, things could get even more lopsided if one number is being continually updated in real time, while another number is only updated occasionally. And that's precisely what they're doing, of course. Just like they play the game for property tax, they say, well, we're going to look at the rate, or we're going to look at the appraisal. What they're doing is they're looking at the total number of cases based on tests, or they're looking at the case fatality rate. And by the way, they're cooking both of those numbers. But I think the best example of all of this is how freaked out this CNN anchor, Brianna Kyler, gets when a Trump communication director, Tim Murtaug, went on the other day and started talking about hydroxychloroquine. I want to play a little bit of this for you, and I want you to see how upset she gets about this. Let's go ahead and roll that clip.
And you know what? Don't accuse the president of murder because he encouraged people.
Well, yes, you're here talking about hydroxychloroquine. I think you're doing a real disservice to the health of Americans. I mean, if you're going to come on here and talk about how this is a good treatment when doctors have said, no, it's not, and studies have been canceled because
Dr. Fauci himself, has said he would prescribe it. Do you consider Dr. Fauci a danger to the American people?
I do not hear Dr. Fauci saying right now that people should be taking hydroxychloroquine.
He has been asked the direct question, would you prescribe it? And he said yes. Go back and check your news archives. I think you'll find that to be the case.
I think, you know, Tim, I think you're doing a real disservice to Americans. I just want to be clear to everyone out there. We've talked to a number of doctors and experts, including federal experts. This is not something you want to be playing with, all right? Studies have been canceled because this stuff is so dangerous. Tim Murtaugh, thank you for coming on. It's good to see you.
You notice how they cannot allow this to happen. You cannot get this out there. We got to wait for the vaccine because the vaccine is going to cure it. No, we have cures. We have a lot of different cures. I mean, the asthma spray, right? The Texas doctor said, oh, steroid, that works? Well, guess what? Common asthma spray is a steroid, and you can shoot it right down to the source of the fire. But it didn't stop there. You had another CNN reporter, Kyle Felsher, said, well, maybe there's some interview out there with Fauci saying that before May 27th interview that he would prescribe hydroxychloroquine, but I sure can't find it. So I said, all right, well, you know, he said this going back to 2005, and here's where the NIH said that they knew that this was very effective, not only as a preventative, but also as treatment. And I said, and by the way, there are many studies. There's one meta-study that shows 105,000 patients in 9 countries that shows a reduction of mortality by 300%. If you need any help, Kyle, you can just watch my program in the morning, or you can pick up with Mr. Begich, who's going to be continuing the show here for the fourth hour. Stay with us, and Nick Begich will be right back. All right, that's it for the broadcast. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.